If I was you, Mrs. Riley said, I'd stay where I was. If your little daughter don't mind having you around, you got you a nice setup. I wished I had me a nice child. Be grateful for what you got, Claude.
Santa ground the heel of her shoe into Mrs. Riley's ankle.
Ouch! Mrs. Riley cried. Lord, I'm sorry, babe. Me and my big feet. Big feet's always been my problem. They can hardly fit me down by the shoe store. That clerk sees me coming and he says, Lord, here comes Miss Metallia again. What I'm gonna do?
Your feet ain't so big,
Mrs. Riley observed, looking under the kitchen table.
I just got them squished up in this little pair of shoes. You ought to see them things when I'm barefoot, girl.
I got bum feet,
Mrs. Riley told the other two. Santa made a sign for Mrs. Riley not to discuss her deficiencies, but Mrs. Riley was not to be silenced.
Some days I can't hardly walk. I think they went bad when Ignatius was little and I used to have to carry him around. Lord, but he was slow walking, always falling down. He was sure heavy, too. Maybe that's how I got my arthritis.
Listen, you two,
Santa said quickly so that Mrs. Riley would not describe some new horrible deficiency.
Why don't we go see that cute little Debbie Reynolds?
That would be nice,
Mr. Robichaud said.
I never go to the show.
You want to see a show? Mrs. Riley asked. I don't know. My feet.
Oh, come on, girl. Let's get out the house. It smells like garlic in here.
I think Ignatius told me this movie ain't no good. He sees every picture that comes out, that boy.
Irene! Santa said angrily.
You all the time thinking of that boy, and with all the trouble he's given you.
You better wake up, babe. If you had any sense, you would have had that boy locked away at Charity Hospital a long time ago. They'd turn a hose on him. They'd stick electric socket in that boy. They'd show that Ignatius. They'd make him behave himself.
Yeah?
Mrs. Riley asked with interest.
How much that cost?
It's all for free, Irene. Socialized medicine,
Mr. Robichaud observed.
They probably got communists and fellow travelers working in that place.
They got nuns operating the place, Claude. Lord, where are you all the time getting this communist stuff from?
Maybe them sisters been fooled,
Mr. Robichaud said.
Ain't that awful,
Mrs. Riley said sadly.
Them poor sisters, operating for a bunch of communists.
I don't care who's operating the place, Santa said. If it's free and they lock people away, Ignatius ought to be there.
Once Ignatius started talking to them people, they'd maybe get mad and lock him up for good,
Mrs. Riley said, but she was thinking that even that alternative wasn't too unattractive.
Maybe he wouldn't listen to the doctors.
They'd make him listen. They'd beat him in the head, they'd lock him up in a straitjacket, they'd pump some water on him,
Santa said a little too eagerly.